You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday to you. Welcome to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida, and we would be honored if you chose to worship with us. And we have seats available. If we run out of seats that are out, we got more that we can put out there. That's where we are. But we want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape's been friends of the Refresh Radio program for a number of years now. They showed up at my door. I was looking for somebody to do some landscaping work and some work on my outside part of my house. And there were three names that I was given, and called them, and they came out. They were the only person that, after they came out, they got back in touch with me. And I met Dan on that day. He said, "I know who you are. I listened to you on the radio." And we have had him do a number of projects at our house, number of projects at our church. He's had me over to his house when they had a petting zoo bring some animals out. And we have really enjoyed knowing them for the past few years. Treasure Your Landscape's been doing their work using their skill set for 20 years here in they're based in Brevard County. They go all throughout the county. They're licensed, they're insured. They do a full array of outdoor products, from landscape lighting and water features and repairs. They do the design, the planting, the maintenance. They can put in premium artificial turf, put you in a putting green, paver installation. They can work on drains and downspouts. They want to do whatever they can to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. They also have owned Space Coast Nursery, which is up on North Courtney Parkway, north of the Barge Canal. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. The address there is 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. And there you can see a full display of different plant options that you have, things that can be done or you can do for yourself. So the two numbers that are available, Treasure Your Landscape, is 321-749-1432, 749-1432. And Space Coast Nursery is 321-452-5565. And we thank them for being friends of the Refresh Radio program and friends of Bob. So they love Jesus, and we are very thankful for all that they do. Today we are going to go back to the Gospel of Luke, third book in the New Testament, verse number 2. Well, let's read verse number 1. That shows you that this is what Jesus is teaching his disciples to do, and that was he was teaching them to pray. "Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.' So he said to them, 'When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And then in Matthew, it says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So on yesterday's program, we were talking about that God gives us daily provision. We have the privilege of asking him for that daily provision, that we are dependent upon him. And we also shared that that daily bread may come in an unrefined condition. It may involve us getting involved in the prospect. So one of the things I didn't share on yesterday's program was I don't come from a ministry background. My dad was a construction. He's retired. But he's in the construction field. And he told me one time that he had prayed many times for God to help the family financially. It was either feast or famine in the industry that he worked in. Either they had work that needed to get done in a hurry and they were working overtime, or they had already finished and it was a long time until the next project started. And he said that one of the things that he had experienced was that when he would pray for God to help the family financially, that many times God provided through overtime, which meant that he got to work extra, but he made considerably better money, and it caused the family to get through those very difficult seasons. So I just want to share that with you today. So when God answers your prayer, give me today the things that I need that are going to get me through the day, you recognize that you've got a role to play in this too. He'll put the materials in your hands. You've got to put your skills, you've got to put your shoulder in there, and you need to work. You know, when Elijah went to the widow, he said, I need you to make me a cake. And she said, all I've got's a little bit of material. He said, if you will make me a cake first, I guarantee you, you're not going to run out of raw material. And survived through a very prolonged famine because the woman utilized her skill set and her obedience in faith to what the prophet had said. And she survived. And she was not the only person in that condition during that time. Jesus said there were many widows in Zarephath during those days. But only that woman was one who had divine provision operating in her life. Verse 3 can be fun to talk about. Verse 2 can be fun to talk about. Verse 4 can be very difficult to talk about. Verse 4 says, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. The first challenge that we face as Jesus is teaching his disciples and therefore teaching us to pray is that we need forgiveness. We need forgiveness. There are a lot of people who think there's nothing wrong with humanity. I look around and I see that apart from God, there's very little right with humanity. And the body of Christ is not perfect as far as the human aspect of it goes, but we all need forgiveness. And that can be very challenging for people who struggle to admit when they are wrong, where they have disobeyed, where they have violated the law of God. There, it can be very, very challenging. I've known people that could not admit when they were wrong. And whenever I encounter someone like that, I think back to an episode of Happy Days that I saw when I was very young, and Fonzie, the Fonz, he was trying to tell Richie Cunningham that he was sorry that he was, and he never could get the words out that he was wrong. Yeah, I was, he just couldn't say it. There are a lot of people who think that they are without fault, without mistake, and they don't realize that the Word of God says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means forgiveness is necessary. If we violate one area of the law, then we're guilty of the whole violation of the law. And Jesus didn't come to do away with it. He came to fulfill it. He came to do what we in and of ourselves could never accomplish. He walked in perfect obedience to the will and to the heart of God. And therefore, he fulfilled that and was able to be our sinless sacrifice in our place, not because we're perfect, but because we needed desperately a Savior. So if you're thinking that you're perfect, you're mistaken. You're perfectly mistaken. And so we need God to forgive us of our sins. With that sin, there also it's not only wrongdoing, but it comes with a residual of guilt. If you watch crime shows or things like that, there's a lot of times where they will find trace material at a crime scene, and they're able to go back and locate where that trace material came from, and because of the residue, they're able to find the person who did whatever they weren't supposed to be doing. For sin, the residue of an act of disobedience or an act of rebellion against God, the residual is guilt and shame. A lot of people whose consciences have been seared, they'll think they're boasting about it, but in reality, it's not something to be boasted of. It is something to be repentant of. And so Jesus teaches the disciples to pray, God, forgive us our sins. That word forgive means to leave, to abandon, in such a manner that in abandoning the sin, that there is room for a dispensation of mercy. And so every human being needs forgiveness. And so if you have never asked God to forgive you, I pray that you would not prolong it any longer. Ask him to forgive you right now. You need to give God your very best of what you have left. If you're young, all the better. All the better. You see, here's the thing. The enemy propagates a lie that says if you do something when you're young, that it's not going to have any impact on you later on in your life. I want you to know that that is a lie. Even if confessed, even if repented of and forgiven, there can still be consequences that follow. I remember hearing a story years ago of a guy who had actually killed somebody, ended up going to church, years later, went to church, repented of his sins, asked God to be the Lord of his life, and this guy then realized that he needed to go and make this situation right. So he walked into a police station and told them his story and confessed to what he had done decades earlier. And here was the real kicker. He wasn't ever a suspect. You know, he would have been able to live out his life without anyone knowing, except for his spirit needed to make that situation right. You see, forgiveness has benefit for the person being forgiven, but it also has benefit for us when we're forgiving, because verse number 4 continues and says, "For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us." So forgiveness is something that we can request, and because we've requested it and God gives it, therefore we employ the same standard of forgiveness to those who have treated us wrong, who have treated us badly, that have, they're carrying around the guilt and the shame. Yes, and I will tell you this, there are things that I have done that have been merit worthy because people have told me, they said, "Oh, I remember when you did this and what an impact it made on my life and a family member's life, and I don't even remember doing it." And so I'm very thankful whenever somebody tells me something like that, because even though God removes our sin as far as the east is from the west, you see, I can remember my failures better than I can remember my successes. So I have to align my view of myself with what God's view is. Another aspect of personal forgiveness is that the devil never promises to forgive. He never says that he is going to renounce his identity as the accuser of the brethren. And a lot of times, society is very good at doing the devil's job, and a lot of times we fail miserably at doing what God specializes in. The devil is the accuser of the brethren, and society is really good about throwing accusations out. They're so good at it, they will throw out false accusations even. They have no problem with character assassination. They have no problem if you did it. They will hold that over you for forever and ever. Amen. And when society acts like that, I really feel sorry for them, because the formula that God uses for forgiveness in our life is the same measure of forgiveness that you've used towards other people is the measure that he will use in forgiving you. Here in Luke, it says, "And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us." And so I will point out to you the word "everyone." You say, "Well, you don't know what they did." And I would say, we've done worse to God. And I'm not minimizing trauma. I've had things that were done to me that were absolutely traumatizing. Took 2 years 2 years to be able to work through all of those emotions. And I don't know how many times I had to say, God, I forgive them, Lord, for any part I played in this. I repent. I don't know how many times that was, but you see, forgiveness is not just something that we apply from our lips. The Bible mandates that our forgiveness come from our hearts. And I will tell you that the only way to properly forgive is for the love of Jesus to so fill our hearts that he makes it possible for us to forgive. And so if you remember, the lexicon identified the word forgive as to leave or to abandon, to make room for mercy. So in our church, we have altars. We've got two altars. We encourage people to make altars out of their chairs if they, you know, don't want to come to the front, you know, from time to time, whenever we're having a prayer service. An altar is a place where you meet with God. An altar was a place where something was brought and given irrevocably over to the Lord. I remember when I used to preach out of the New International Version, and that particular version would talk about some of the Old Testament sacrifices and gifts to God as being given irrevocably over to the Lord. In other words, no take backs. You would bring it to the altar. You'd say, God, this is better in your hands than it is in my hands. And I want to give it to you so that you can use it for your glory. And that's what I see about forgiveness. About we also forgive everyone. It doesn't ever say we forgive those that it's going to be easy. I've got some situations in my life where I have to keep revisiting the altar. Not because I keep picking it up, but sometimes there are things that just show up repeatedly. And I say, God, I'm back here and I'm going to leave it at the altar. When I get up, it's going to be put in your hands. I'm going to go free from the burden of unforgiveness. I'm not going to be drinking the toxin of bitterness and unforgiveness and hoping that the other person is going to suffer and God, I'm going to lay it down at your altar. It's better in your hands than it is in my hands. God, would you deal with this situation? Would you deal with these people in such a way that you'll be glorified? That you'll be honored. And so it says, and we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Years and years ago, I believe it was somewhere around 2000, 2001. I think it was 2000. I felt like God wanted me to share that it was a year of Jubilee. And in biblical culture, debts were canceled every 7 years. Every 50 years, the land was returned to the original landowner. If they had fallen on hard times, if they had sold the land and used the money, every 50 years, it went back to the original landowner unless it was in a walled city. Walled cities were exempt. But anything out in the pasture and things like that, it was restored. And so I got to studying about the year of Jubilee, and I'll share two things about it. First of all, for the believer, any day can be a year of Jubilee. You can have your debts forgiven by God, and you can release those that have wronged you. You can release them at any time. You don't have to wait for a date on a calendar. Praise God, glory, hallelujah. Do it today. The second thing that I shared with the congregation was this, and our church owed money at the time. When I came, I found out a year after I'd been there, there was debt that I got to pay back to the district. They had helped the church out financially, and then I found out that I got to pay that money back. So they'd helped the church, and the church paid them back. So I told the church this. I said, I can't do anything about the debts that I owe other people. But here's the thing about a year of Jubilee, is I can cancel the grievances that I have that I'm carrying around that other people have wronged me. I have the authority to cancel that. So I can't go to my mortgage company and say, hey, you know, Pastor Bob preached it's the year of Jubilee, therefore I'm not paying my mortgage. I said, if you do, they'll take your house. You can't go to the car, to the bank and say, Pastor Bob said it's a year of Jubilee, therefore I'm not paying my car loan. They'll come, they'll repossess your car. I said, but if there's a person who's wronged you, who's hurt you, you can forgive them. You can put it in the hands of God because you're the one that has the power to forgive. It's kind of like giving and receiving. I like getting gifts. I also like giving gifts. But I know people who would, Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I can tell you this, it's great being forgiven by God, but it is also a tremendous blessing to be used by God to forgive other people. I pray for you today. I pray for all of us that bitterness and unforgiveness would not control our lives, but instead that forgiveness would prevail. Would you join me in bringing any hurt that you've ever carried? Would you lay it at the altar and say, God, I want to put this into your hands. I want to leave it here. You're much better at handling this than I can. God, I forgive them in the name of Jesus. God, help me to forgive them the way you want me to. God, may you be glorified in this situation. You have a fantastic day. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Phil and Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time